Controversy surrounding Norway's culture minister and Norsk Tipping board appointments. Norway's culture minister, Anette Trettebergstuen, is facing scrutiny and questions regarding her appointment of former colleagues to key positions on the board of Norsk Tipping. This has raised concerns about potential favoritism and an unfair bias in the selection process. Two appointments, in particular, have attracted attention. Thomas Breen was appointed as a member of the Norsk Tipping board in April 2022. While Sylvia Brustad assumed the role of chairman in April 2023. All three individuals had previously worked together for the Norwegian constituency, Hedmark App, with Trettebergstuen serving as the deputy leader. During their time together, Breen was appointed as Trettebergstuen's deputy on the board. In addition to these appointments, Trettebergstuen also gave a former colleague from Hedmark App a position as deputy chairman of the board of the Norwegian Rikstoto. Critics argue that these appointments display a lack of diversity and fairness, as individuals from outside the inner circle were not considered for these roles. Claims of personal bias. The relationship between Trettebergstuen and Breen has come under scrutiny, leading to a competency assessment. The Ministry of Culture, in response to allegations of favoritism, maintains that the relationship between Trettebergstuen and Breen was not considered a close personal one. They argue that their interactions were purely professional and political, without any undue familiarity. The Ministry of Culture emphasizes the importance of following existing rules of competence to avoid any doubts about close ties in individual cases. They contend that the appointments were made in accordance with these rules and regulations, suggesting that no impropriety occurred. However, critics argue that the perception of fairness is just as crucial as adherence to formal rules and that these appointments have failed to uphold this principle. While Trettebergstuen's relationship with Brustad has not attracted significant controversy or undergone a competency assessment, the overall situation has sparked public concern. The integrity of the appointment process and the need for transparency in governmental decision-making are being called into question. The public expects impartiality and meritocracy when it comes to filling important positions within state-owned enterprises. How can Trettebergstuen restore public trust? It is crucial for the Ministry of Culture to address the concerns raised and provide a transparent explanation of the selection process for these board appointments in order to restore public trust. Clear guidelines should be established to ensure a fair and unbiased approach in the future, taking into account the competence and qualifications of candidates from diverse backgrounds. The controversy surrounding Anette Trettebergstuen's appointments to the Norsk Tipping Board has highlighted the importance of fair and transparent selection processes for key positions within state-owned enterprises. The public expects their representatives to prioritize competence and impartiality in such matters. It remains to be seen how the Ministry of Culture will address these concerns and ensure greater transparency in future appointments, thereby restoring confidence in the integrity of the decision-making process.